With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
With me, folks, on the Boston Celtics winning their seventh straight game. This one a 122-119 win over the second seed in the East, the Milwaukee Bucks. A game that Boston led by 21 points during the fourth quarter, but that lead soon went away. And this one got a little too close for comfort during the final few minutes of this game. Bobby Portis had an and-one layup with 32.6 seconds left, wound up having an opportunity to make this a one-point game. It was 116-114 when he went to the free throw line, but he missed. And then shortly after that, at the other end of the court, Jaylen Brown is fouled just 12 seconds later. He did not miss. He made both of his free throws, which was great to see out of Jaylen. There's no question he has had some struggles at the free throw line this season when the game has been on the line, but he came through in the clutch in this situation. He doubled the lead from two up to four with 20.3 seconds left. Shortly after that, Jason Tatum adds in another couple free throws after the Celtics got a stop. And from there, they went on to grab a pretty comfortable win during those final 10 or 15 seconds. But there's a lot to take away from this game. And first and foremost for me is that we just sat here on this podcast two nights ago talking about the fact that maybe it would be good for the Boston Celtics to play some close games down the stretch as opposed to blowing every team out. Now, this game was a blowout. For the far majority of this game, Boston dominated the first three-plus quarters until Milwaukee made a little bit of a run during that fourth quarter. Winds up being a game that goes into clutch time. And what does that mean? It's a game that's within 5 points during the final 5 minutes. So here the Celtics are with an opportunity to either blow another big lead like they did a few weeks ago when they were in Cleveland, or stave off the team that's trying to make a comeback and hold on for the win. The Celtics did the latter, and that's an important thing to take away from this win. And as I said just two nights ago, this is knowledge that the Celtics can now take into the postseason. Did they play great during that fourth quarter? No, that wasn't their best basketball. There's no question about that. Should they have won by 10, 15 points? Absolutely. They played at a much higher level throughout the majority of this game, and Milwaukee just didn't have enough to keep up until those final 5 or 6 minutes. But what the Celtics can take away is that they've got some things to look at now. They're going to be able to learn from this. They're going to be able to lean on this. They're going to be able to remember what they went through in these situations, including Jaylen Brown stepping to the free throw line, towing that line, and making both clutch free throws. Remember, he just missed a couple just a couple minutes before as Milwaukee was making this comeback bid. And those two free throws, if he would have made them, would have kept this at a relatively comfortable lead with about 3 minutes left. He missed those, but then he made the big ones during the final minute with 20 seconds left. So that is a huge takeaway, as well as the Celtics just being able to have some knowledge base of what they went through tonight and being able to carry that information on into the future. We'll see if we've got any more close games coming up. We shall see. We've only got 13 left in the regular season as the Celtics ramp up for what we hope is a long postseason run. Tonight, we've got some comments coming in from a handful of Celtics Nation. First off, we've got Celtics Junkies commenting on what an ugly win means. Then we've got Orange Crushed on facing Milwaukee's zone defense during that second half. And then My Little Pony on what happened during the fourth quarter. And lastly, YHWY on takeaways from this win. Let's dive into our first comment from Celtics Junkies. All right, Celtics Junkie saying an ugly win is just a negative way of saying winning a game a bad team would lose. Tonight we won a game that a bad team would lose. We won it because, surprise, we're a good team. Celtics Junkies, you're making some great points here. Obviously, I think a lot of people are going to walk away from this game being concerned. They're going to wonder how this 21-point lead during the fourth quarter went all the way down to two. They're going to wonder whether the Celtics have what it takes to be able to stand up to the good teams in the Eastern Conference and in the Western Conference if they wind up making it to the NBA Finals. But remember, the Celtics won this game. The Celtics won this game. They did not give this game away. They made the plays down the stretch to fend off this Bucks team that was shooting. I mean, Bobby Portis was making some shots that you just wouldn't expect him to make during the fourth quarter. Usually the ball is going to be in other players' hands. He was making shots. Dame was making shots. And the Celtics found a way to stave them off. That's what Celtics Junkies is saying here. Because a team that's not on Boston's level would have given this game away. The Celtics just aren't doing that right now. They obviously did that a few weeks ago. We already covered that in Cleveland. It's not a regular occurrence. In the past seasons, regular occurrence. You get worried when the other team starts to make a run. And listen, you can't have an answer for other teams' runs every single night of the season. The Celtics have had an answer 90-95% of the time this season. And they've had it during the seven-game win streak. Okay, most of these games have been blowouts. There have been times in almost all of those games where the other team has made a little bit of a run to get back into the game. And the Celtics have responded basically every single time. Tonight, they didn't have a response in that very moment when Milwaukee was building some momentum and cutting this lead down to two. But the Celtics did have a response from there on out. And that is what matters. That is what Celtics Junkies is saying here. The Celtics won this game because they're a really good team. They won this game, in my opinion, because they are a great team. And let's not forget that they were not at full health during this game. They were missing Jrue Holiday, who is a critical piece to both this offense and this defense. You think Dame was excited about not having to play against Jrue Holiday? I guarantee you he was. And the Celtics were also missing Sam Hauser and had a few poor shooting performances. We'll get into some of this stuff later in the pod, but not everything was shaping up for the Celtics to have a great game tonight, yet they had a 20-point lead. They dominated the far majority of this game, and then in the end, what is most important is not that the lead went away. It's that the Celtics held on for the win when the going got tough, and they finished it out in those clutch moments. And mainly because Jaylen Brown made those clutch free throws. All right, next up we've got Orange Crushed 1 on X saying, would have liked to have seen them handle that zone a little bit better in the fourth, but that's where we missed Holiday. We will be fine. I'll take the dub. There's no doubt about it. Jrue Holiday is, as I already touched on, he is a key cog in both this offensive and defensive system. Remember, Jrue Holiday has been on a stretch where he has been dishing out assists. He just had 10 assists last Thursday against Phoenix, 8 assists the game before that, 6 assists the game before that, averaging about 6 assists for the month of March. And this is a guy who the game slows down for him. The game, he is in control when the ball is in his hands. And you always trust, just like Derek White, some of the other guys on this team, you always trust that he's going to make the right decision. And so when you've got a guy like that, who was also, by the way, electric from shooting from the corners, three-point range, when you add those things together and you've got another team that's trying to slow you down with a zone, when the ball touches that guy's hands, you're going to have a great opportunity to not only break that defense down, but then get into some action that's going to lead to a great shot. So tonight, without Holiday, certainly the Celtics missed that. And they've got plenty of other guys who do that exact same thing, right? But when you add another to that rotation, it just makes things even more difficult on that defense. So certainly, the offense would have operated at a higher level with Holiday out there tonight, especially during that fourth quarter. The Celtics definitely missed him. There's no question about that. But at the same time, you got to understand that it's not like this zone that Milwaukee threw at the Celtics was causing them to cough the ball up and turn the ball over and take bad shots and get out of an offensive rhythm. The Celtics had three turnovers during the fourth quarter. Not a huge deal. And the Celtics got a lot of good looks. They just didn't make them. They finished the fourth 5 of 18 from the field, 28%. So when you shoot 28% from the field and the other team shoots 56% from the field, yeah, that other team's going to have an opportunity to get back in the game no matter how much they're down. Right? And the Celtics shot 3 of 9 from long range. I thought, and I'm just going through, you know, my mental memory here, but I thought that off my memory, I think all of those three-pointers were pretty darn good shots. Like, they weren't forced. They were open. Drive, kick, open shot. Drive, kick, swing, swing, open shot. Like, that's good offense. Can't tell the guys to not take a good shot just because they missed a few, right? This is a team that's been one of the best in the league at three-point shooting throughout the season. You don't just abandon it. I understand there's going to be times when you need to go to the basket, and Jason Tatum did, by the way. And other times where you're going to want to get the ball into Kristaps in the post, which the Celtics did, by the way. But they also missed some really good three-point shots. So I don't think we should get too caught up in this. It was just a stretch of the fourth quarter where Milwaukee was making a bunch of shots and the Celtics were missing a bunch of shots. And a lot of those shots that Boston did take were high-quality looks. It's not like the Celtics were flustered and not being able to run effective offense. It was effective offense. They just missed some shots. So Orange crushed, basically saying, we'll take the dub. We'll be fine. Couple factors that we don't need to overreact to. Everything's going to be good in the end. All right, next comment coming in from My Little Pony saying, not great fourth quarter offense from the Seas. We're piggybacking on that last comment that we took. Some of it was execution, but a lot of it was missing great looks. Preach, my man. But Milwaukee got super hot from three. Celtics had wide open threes all night. Missed a fair number of them, especially Porzingis. Milwaukee can't guard at perimeter. My Little Pony, you are piggybacking on our comments from the previous note that was sent in on X from Orange Crushed, stating the obvious here that the Celtics did operate a pretty strong offense during that fourth quarter. They just missed some shots. But what I want to talk about here are your final couple comments here. You said especially Porzingis. And it's true. I mean, this was not one of Kristaps' better games of the season. Finishes with only 17 points on 16 shot attempts. And for a guy who has been one of the, if not the leader in the league in efficiency this season, 17 points on 16 shots is not one of his better nights. So you've got a night from Kristaps. He's 0 for 5 from three-point range. Just didn't have it tonight from distance. During that fourth quarter, 1 of 3 from the field. Missed his only three-point attempt, which was a good look, by the way. So the Celtics still find a way to win, even while they're missing one starter in Jrue Holiday, and even while another starter in Kristaps Porzingis didn't quite play at the level that he's been accustomed to this season. So a couple good signs there that the Celtics can pull out a win while another team gets hot, while you're missing one starter, and while another one just simply does not play up to the standards that he has set this season. And you got to expect Porzingis, he'll bounce back. This guy's been on fire all season, been great across the board. Can't expect anything other than him bouncing back in a big way in Boston's next game. Now let's talk about the next part of this comment. Milwaukee can't guard at perimeter. The Celtics were able to break this defense down at will throughout this game. Jaylen Brown taking the ball off the dribble. Jason Tatum taking the ball off the dribble. Derek White taking the ball off the dribble. It's going to be tough sledding for Milwaukee in the postseason. And listen, tonight they did not have Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's a yearly candidate for Defensive Player of the Year simply because of what he's capable of with his strength, with his agility, his athleticism, his length, his instincts. He's a great defender. So you put him in there, and certainly Milwaukee's got a better defense than it had tonight. But we're talking about the perimeter. And the Celtics were able to get basically anything they wanted off the perimeter, off the bounce tonight. They either got a drive and kick or a drive and layup with a shot attempt, or they got fouled. This was consistent from start to finish. And at the end of the game, Doc Rivers clearly knew it, because when the game got close, he started to have to sub Damian Lillard out of the game. Offense for defense. Dame would come out. Pat Bev would come in. And then it would have flipped back, and it did flip back to get Dame back in the game, and he made that three-pointer just ahead of the buzzer. But it's going to be tough sledding. I mean, they do not have the most intimidating perimeter defense in the league. As I said, the Celtics were getting pretty much anything they wanted off the bounce all night long, and that was while they were missing one of their better players off the bounce tonight in Jrue Holiday. So a lot of things for these two teams to think about as they potentially match up again down the road in the playoffs. And remember, they've still got one more on the books in the regular season. They will match up one more time in Milwaukee on Tuesday, April 9th on TNT. By that time, we know that the Celtics are going to have their playoffs wrapped up. So who knows who's going to play in that game for Boston. Milwaukee might be fighting for its life in terms of seeding. You look at the standings right now, Milwaukee is one game ahead of Cleveland for the two seed, but it's only 2.5 games ahead of the Knicks, 3.5 games ahead of the Magic, who have been playing really good basketball, 8-2 in their last 10. So those games are going to matter down the stretch for Milwaukee. For Boston, probably not so much. I think by that point, they're going to have most likely home court advantage all wrapped up for the whole postseason. But one more matchup between these two teams. We'll see how that winds up. But regardless of how that goes, Milwaukee certainly has some things to think about with regard to how its guards can defend Boston's perimeter players if these two teams meet again when the real stuff is on the line. All right, last up, one comment from YHWY saying, got the dub and have plenty of film to learn from. That is a win-win. Great point. You know, like we've talked about, that fourth quarter was not the most perfect execution of basketball. It was pretty darn good. They just missed some shots. But I think defensively they'll have some things to learn from. They now have some extra film of them attacking a zone, and in particular this zone that Milwaukee is bringing to the table under Doc Rivers. So this is a lot of information to learn from. It's a lot of information that they can implement some tweaks and some adjustments to down the road, be it against Milwaukee or be it against anyone else. So you not only do you win the game, but you win it in the clutch, and you also get an opportunity to add a lot of evidence in the film room of what to do, what not to do, and what adjustments you can make against a defense like this. So all great things for the Boston Celtics. You can't walk away from this game thinking anything other than the Celtics won. That's their seventh straight win. You can't win them all by double digits, folks. Some of them are going to be close, especially when you're playing against a talented team who, by the way, let's not forget, this is the number two seed in the East. Are they very far behind the Celtics? Yes. But they are still the number two seed in the East. So you can't look at this team like they're no good. That's a talented team. The Celtics still grabbed the win. They did it while they were missing a couple of their top seven, eight players. And they did it while winning in the clutch. So all great things for Boston. They've got a day off now on Thursday as they travel out to Detroit for another matchup with the Pistons Friday night. That game is at 7 o'clock, and we will see you after that for yet another edition of Sound Off. I appreciate you all taking part in tonight's edition, and I can't wait to hear what you all have to say after Friday night's matchup with the Pistons. Have a great night, everyone.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And?
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.